Al said this is a very rewarding victory for our football team. You go through the course of the week, obviously we had unusual challenges. I can't say enough about our players. Had a lot of moving parts going into this contest. You know, I had an excellent opponent in the Cleveland Browns coming in. They've done a lot of good things on film. Starting offensively, you know, with a 31-point production. Aaron Rodgers did a great job of managing the game. Obviously, Jared Boykin had a big game. I think it just that in itself shows you the trust and faith that Aaron has in him as a receiver. Went to him in key spots of the football game. We're able to still, you know, maintain a run pass balance. I thought our offensive line was excellent. So a lot of good things on offense, defense. You know, really the point total, keeping them down. I thought it did a really good job up front. Having the extra defensive lineman, I felt it really had an impact. A.J. Hawk had another fine performance. Sam Shields looked to me to play very well. Special teams, you know, we knew we were going to be stressed there. We expected DeSantos coming into this contest, particularly with all the personnel changes we had with our special teams. You know, I thought we did a good job reacting to the fake punt there. Close call on the spot. But then, you know, kind of broke down there the last two returns. But all in all, I thought it was an outstanding team victory, something we'll definitely build off of. Very proud of our football team. With that, I'll take your questions.
Mike, obviously you mentioned the injuries you've had, and then you lose Jermichael. Just how tough is it to win in this league?
Well, that's one of the challenges you have. I mean, on a personal note, that's the worst part of our jobs. You just see one of your players go down like that in a scary moment. So, you know, hopefully Jermichael will be fine once we get through this. So, but it's it's 4-2. You know, we're undefeated at home. I thought the crowd was outstanding today. I do have to take my hat off to them, particularly with the weather and so forth. Just a great atmosphere, and now we got two really big division games coming up, and we kind of got to regroup tomorrow and set a good plan and travel over to Minnesota.
Mike, what do you do to consistently overcome injuries? Your team plays its best football almost when it's hurt.
Well, you know, I got to really point to the veterans and called on them too. You know, called on them in the beginning week and called on them again last night. There was players, young players particularly, that were in that game that had a role, and it was important for them to go out and do their role and just play football, not to do too much. Don't get outside of yourself. Now, I thought our veterans did a great job of just as far as the approach, just the big thing. Starting up front of Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he managed a lot of components, and obviously then once Jermichael goes down, there's a whole other set of obstacles you got to deal with just from a personnel and play entry standpoint. So you got to really take your hat off to our veteran football players. Unfortunately, we've been through this before, and we're going through it again, and we will excel through this.
Hopefully, how serious this game can be like injury to Jermichael Finley, do you like to see your players having fun like Josh said doing a Lambo leap?
He did a Lambo leap. I missed it. I'm sure it's on video. But did he make it?
He did.
Yeah, good for him. He's a hell of an athlete. So.
Did you see this coming with Jared Boykin in practice at all? He had more catches today than in his whole career.
I think that's obviously nothing new to us as coaches and to Jared's teammates. When you get a chance to watch a young man work as he does, he puts a lot into it. I mean, if he ever had anything that held him back, he's probably trying too hard. So, I mean, the guy is a very passionate, tough, you know, gifted young man. Just in the fact that Aaron has the, you know, trust in particularly the two touchdown throws were route conversions. And you don't just do that with someone, that's out there in his, first or second big game. So, excellent young player. You love to see players rewarded for what they put into it, and that was definitely the case today.
How impressed were you with his poise in the fourth quarter? You got to get down to the line, he scored a touchdown, threw a pass interference call, all the things he seemed to be doing.
I thought he played very well. I was very impressed.
Siobhan House had a few big pass breakups. How do you feel like his pass coverage has been coming along this season?
Well, I think he's getting better. You know, he's done some really good things on special teams, and I think he's now you're seeing the consistency and particularly in passes defend and his opportunities on defense. So very talented young man, just kind of went through an injury phase early in his career, and I just think you see a guy that's in that second, third year that we preach and try to plan and instruct and train and watch these guys take off. I think he's definitely one of our ascending young players.
Best game of the year?
Best game of the week, that's for sure. We got more to come. So.
You guys got the two quick touchdowns offensively, and then your defense kind of held tight. How big was it for your defense to keep them out of the end zone for basically 3.5 quarters?
Well, no doubt. I mean, that's you know, you want to play good defense every week, but it's vital to play great defense at home. You know, it's something that we believe in. Our crowd was behind us. We had some; they were outstanding in the third down situations. You know, even some of the fourth down situations that we had a couple false starts there. So you have to give credit to the crowd noise on that. But our defense is, you know, we're doing a lot of good things. And what I'm excited about, you know, the challenge of injury has brought the opportunity for a lot of young players to play. So we're not only improving, you know, Monday through Saturday, we're improving the youth of our football team on Sundays. And I think that's going to be big for us down the line.
Mike, 3 straight wins with 2 in the division coming up. How big is this stretch here as you get to that midway marker?
Oh, it's big. You know, that's the last thing I left the team with. You know, that, you know, I'm sure they wanted a day off and all that stuff. But, you know, it's Minnesota week. Yeah, that's important. We're going over there. Metrodome's a very difficult place to play with the, you know, with all that crowd noise that they have over there and so forth. And so it's a different game. It's always a different game over there. And we got to get ready for that type of football game.
Do you have any indication under
Mike? I really don't have anything to report. I'd be premature if I spoke on it.
Last one. You're kind of used to dealing with injuries, but how do you kind of rally together? What do you say to them when something like that happens, where the ambulance has to come on? You got to have the stretcher to take your Mike off to keep them focused, keep them in the game when their teammate goes down like that.
Well, you know, that's not something you teach, you know, or you train. It's I just think that's the humanistic part of our game. I mean, I think both sides, you know, the ball, the players on both sides of the ball, they're obviously concerned for Jermichael. You know, I thought the officials did a nice job there, not kind of rushing right back into the game. So we were able to, you know, have communication, kind of reset our clock there. And you know, I think it was the next play or the second play after that was the big play to Jared Boykin. So I think you just got to give credit to your players in those types of situations.